Need a website that drives real results? AmericanEagle.com delivers end-to-end digital solutions, from expert web design and development to performance-driven digital marketing. Visit AmericanEagle.com today to get started with your digital transformation.
Time for Richard Roper's Thursday commentary. Richard, good morning. I'm the only one who wasn't fiddling around with their phone yesterday to try to get the digital driver's license.
The digital ID. Yesterday was the first day, right? So now you can... I guess you can put it on your Apple Wallet on the app. This is, I think 12 other states have done this, Bob. And, I guess it's convenient, but it just gets me, you know, you remember that moment when you were 15, because you'd first get the learner's permit, right? Which meant you could drive with your nervous wreck of a parent.
Very exciting.
Side, who was hitting that brake like the driver's instructors had in their car. Remember the driver's instructors had the brake on their side, uh-huh. too? Which is, I always thought, like, why don't they have a steering wheel, too? The navigator on the plane doesn't just have a brake, you know? You got to take the controls. But the learner's permit was so exciting. And then getting that driver's license when you were 16, it was a really cool rite of passage.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And for many kids, not a big deal today. I don't know why, but that's what I hear.
But I still think it's a big deal, because kids are always throwing their ages at their parents, no matter what it is. I'm 8 now. I'm not a baby. You know, I'm 16.
And a half.
And I'm a lot of halves, you know. I'm 34 and a half. I swear I'm moving out next year. I swear, Mom. So I just love that, Bob, having that physical. And you remember, I'm sure some of the listeners remember, they used to have paper driver's licenses before you even had a photo ID, which, you know, you'd get some guy with an X-Acto knife, you know, in the fake ID business. You know, I was a guy named Sven when I was 17, when the legal drinking age was 19 or something, and you'd wear Cuban heels. Remember the big heels you'd wear for dancing and be, oh, you're 6'4", 240.
Yeah, I had Beetle boots.
You're
talking about drinking. What about getting carded at a bar?
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, the digital thing, you know... And we don't condone this at all, but you know some people are going to figure out ways to digitize IDs and stuff. But it just goes back to everything is now. You know, you're waiting in line to get into your Taylor Swift concert or your Cubs game or whatever, or your Blackhawks game, and you got to have it on your phone. You know, and if you're having problems with your Wi-Fi, you go to your Apple Wallet. But I liked when you could save your tickets,
mm-hmm.
too. You know, I'm sure you've got some ticket stubs,
oh, sure.
right? You
mm-hmm.
know, and I've got stuff from the Bulls in the 90s or like Sundance when Reservoir Dogs would premiere, and you are invited to a premiere of the new film by Quentin Tarantino, and you have that. What are you going to save? Your Apple Wallet and show it? Look at this!
Yeah.
The Eras Tour. Wasn't that a time?
Yeah, it's just like letters you used to save, and now with emails, what do you do with that?
You know, that's a great point, too, because, you know, you get an email from somebody that you love. Maybe, you know, I'll hear from an actor, or you'll hear from your friend, your best friend, the mayor, whatever the case may be. But if you got a letter, you know, sometimes you'd frame that. You'd put it up in the office or something. If mm-hmm. you get an email, you say, look at this. I got an email from Barack Obama. Well, how do we know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody could just put a Gmail account, you know, POTUS at gov.gov.
You're right. The other thing I wanted to bring up today, apparently, now that they're making documentaries on everything, someone yes. had the idea to do one on the Super Bowl Shuffle.
A brilliant idea. It's debuting next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central on HBO, called The Shuffle, and it's a documentary, you know, believe it or not, guys, 40 years.
That's
since
hard
the
to believe.
Super Bowl Shuffle. And I'm going to have a full review on RogerEbert.com next week, and I write about this. One of the things I do love, it's 40 minutes. You know, you don't need the Ken Burns 10-part series treatment. But wasn't that a time? You know, the making of the video. Carmi knows this too. Like, you know, the Bears had lost to the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. Remember, they were going to be undefeated. They were 12-0, I think. And they were scheduled to record the video for the Super Bowl Shuffle the next day at Park West.
I never knew that. That's amazing.
True story. And, yeah, I think they went down to Miami and perhaps just had a little bit of a good time before that game that lost their focus. Of course,
yeah.
McMahon was hurt, too.
You know, the Dolphins fans were loving it because they had the undefeated team that is still undefeated to this day.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of... They had already recorded the audio... and Dick Meyer was the guy, the late Dick Meyer, who came up with this idea. He was a marketing guy of the Super Bowl Shuffle. But then there was the video, and there was a lot of concern. Are they going to show up? Of course, spoiler alert, people know they did. But it can't oversell how big the Super Bowl Shuffle became. It was like it was viral before viral. You could get it on the video on VHS or Beta for $19.95. You could buy the single. It hit the charts, and this is amazing. It was nominated in the category of the Grammy for Best R&B Performance by a duo or group. So it was Gary Fensick and Singletary and Willie Gault up against Prince and the Revolution, Sade, Run DMC, Ashford and Simpson, and Cameo.
How did that happen?
They were nominated for... Now, fortunately, again, spoiler alert, Kiss by Prince and the Revolution scored the upset victory over Steve Fuller saying, I'm not here to feathers ruffle. I'm just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Imagine that the Bears lost. Here's the trailer for that documentary. And Fensick, Singletary, and McMahon are in this clip. HBO next week, and it'll probably be pretty popular.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be the microcosm mini version of the Last Dance about the Bulls. But it gets you fired up because next week, of course, the Bears are playing, what, Friday afternoon, right? Is that right?
That's right. They're at Philly next Friday.
So I think for folks who remember the Super Bowl shuffle, it's really cool. And the younger fans, to see what a phenomenon that team was, not just on the field, where they were one of the greatest teams of all time, but in the world of culture with the fridge going on Letterman and all the ads and the Bruce Brothers posters. Everybody on the Bears, if you were on the team, on the practice squad, you had to have a restaurant.
Just when you hope people will stop saying Da Bears,
no, it's not happening.
This comes along to reignite everything. Richard Roper, thank you, Rich. Thanks, Bob. Sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design development and digital marketing agency.